from the closed session. So at this particular time, there'll be no action about the character or professional composition of physical or mental health of an individual. And then we have to do a vote on that. Are you ready, Jeannie? Sorry.
I'm trying to type the first name because I am.
Okay.
Are you ready for a vote roll call?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Sorry, Kevin?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
I'm Ron in captivity, so excuse him. And Sam?
Yes.
Okay, last item on the agenda, council reports. Justin?
I don't have a lot. My last work session, I knew you guys had a pretty good discussion about road sections and right-of-ways and different things like that. I think I wasn't able to hear everything. I had to actually jump off early for another appointment.
I have turned this back off vibrator or else I'll forget.
I think hopefully we're making some progress there.
I think we did. It actually ended up good. You probably, the last part had come all together.
Did it?
Yeah.
Probably because I wasn't here.
If you experienced the internet, I experienced today.
I was on my phone. I did want to bring up something that I mentioned to the mayor today.
So let me just follow up with that. So my comments was that I felt like that we needed to take what we talked about on the roads, which was maybe even backwards, that now goes back to planning and zoning to get their approval of it,
right,
and it comes back and we adopt that,
yeah,
the way we talked.
Comes back as a recommendation.
Right. So that's kind of where the follow-up is, because we talked about in our work session to bring that up and ratify it, but I feel like we almost need to get planning and zoning's
on board
with us. So that's where it sits now, as I go for planning and zoning on their next meeting.
Do they have the information then?
Yes.
And they'll see a board. We will.
They will.
They're going to be the ones.
They will. So now, hopefully, we can send our recommendation back to them and then work that way.
Did we talk about like a land use element? I mean, I know there's some discussion. It's kind of interwoven with the land use and the streets and a lot of different things. But we have the zoning as it is already in our community. Is that something that we feel good about with our zoning as it is right now, or does that need to be looked at again? That would be the city.
We talked about
planning and zoning that would probably look at that.
Touching up into that, because we, you know, like the acre lots, we talked like the resident agriculture being a quarter acre for.
We talked about RA, RS.
I mean, we did. From my understanding, if I remember right, we kind of talked, and we just need to kind of have another little meeting on that. From my understanding, wasn't that kind of where we left that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we just got done with the general plan, and that is part of that, but I think if it makes sense, it might be worth looking just at the land element of the general plan.
Well, we decided, one thing we did decide, that we wouldn't have different roads for different zones.
That you would not?
Would not, yeah. We decided on a certain width of roads for minor.
For major.
24-foot road, no matter what, for
yeah,
sure, a pavement.
Yeah. And then
for all street.
Roadway. And then major collector, major, what was it called? Major?
Your major, yeah, you're right, your collector, your big road, your primary.
Major collector roads was the different width. It was like a 66.
And what was it? It was 24, the main driveway was
yeah,
24 and 8 on each side for allowing yeah, parking for cars.
Oh.
So it put it at whatever that width was.
It was 70-something.
The only thing, too, that I've been thinking an awful lot of is I still don't like that 6-foot planter box.
Well,
because of watering and how short we are of water.
But so they made that clear that was a drainage thing.
Yeah.
It became a drainage,
yeah,
kind of a drain thing.
As long as those lay downs that guy was calling the low impact development.
Yes. Yeah.
The lid, they call it. But you can use those for either a drainage swell or even put an underground
some, for whatever we want to call it.
Yeah, detention basin.
Well, I didn't like it either until they brought that up, and then it sounded more practical to have it for that reason.
People have to water off.
Yeah.
Well.
Because that's where you drive and you see all the water going down the curb now, so it's like, oh, we're too short.
Well, I don't want to open this whole thing back up, but I kind of like the idea of being able to maybe even park in that park strip, but if you have a 24-foot road, have a roll curb and even have parking there, but.
Well, right, because it, and you know, the point was brought up that by having the narrower roads, then people can't park in the road because there's not enough room.
Right, that's why.
We've created the problem by having all that.
20-foot big rolls, right? And you, there's no way you can park in there without a strip.
No, we don't go for that.
Well, I know, that's probably the reason behind it, is to keep, because it's a local road, keep people parked on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, what I was going to bring up is there's a section of building in the industrial park that, for some oversight, that there's no hydrants on, you know, where that, by the contour, that line goes clear out to Terry's?
Yeah.
There's not a single hydrant on that line after you leave the Wasatch.
That porch call, right there, there's nothing.
And we've got buildings and lumber and everything else out there, so I guess my suggestion is we probably ought to get some, talk to Coulter, get some hydrants.
Tie it in that way. Yeah, especially with all that strip, but I don't think we ever planned on, at that time, we didn't plan on the airport.
It was the airport.
Yeah, so.
And maybe at the time when we put that line in, we should have put hydrants in, but how do you, it's hard to.
Well.
You don't, nobody has a crystal ball.
No.
But now, we've approved lots with buildings on them that have no fire protection.
Other, it could be kind of a pain to go behind them like after a fire, I mean, I wonder, that line does loop down through there, comes down and around and goes down.
But it doesn't go along the runway.
No.
I don't know.
How are they getting their water for their building?
Off the back.
Off the back.
So I just.
That's a pain, as far as fire, that's a pain on fire to try and pull your main supply line from behind. That means you're going to drag that heavy LDH, 5-inch, that's a chore.
The only other option is to put a main line all the way down.
Or a fire access behind them.
Yeah.
You'd have to put some kind of a fire access.
Well, there's kind of a road there.
There, it would just have to be improved for.
On the other side.
Maybe that's what we do, is improve that road and make that.
Improve the fire access road and make it accessible that way.
I don't know what kind of liability we have there, Sam, if we're approving buildings without fire protection, where there's a main line there that would provide it.
If we do, yeah, it could be set up shop.
I just, that's something we need to look at.
Well, we definitely, I think that would be a better actually solution, is designating a fire lane right there with those hydrants.
Basically.
Have access, because it wasn't, to us, it don't matter if we access the front or the back of the building, as long as we tie that pipe up.
So would we have to get the owners of them to give us a gate in through that?
If it's fenced in, probably.
Well, because we got some chain link fence around a couple of those.
Yeah.
So we have to have some kind of an access, well.
Those do have chain link gates.
How big is it, how big is the lots?
Acre lots.
And the chain link's on the outside of the acre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because see our holes, yeah, see our, well.
I don't think the molds are both gated.
It'd be stretching our holes length to 175 feet, so we'd be, an acre lot's about 214, so we'd be falling short a bit trying to pull around. So it would be beneficial to have some kind of access.
We need to go out there and take a look at that, because.
Then would you put the hydrant inside, closer to the building?
It wouldn't matter that direction, it's just to being able to have access with the hand line, with our main structure lines.
Anyway.
Because the big key would be tying onto, like I said, because for us to crack holes that big hose, it would slow us up some fierce.
And maybe some of those, buildings have sprinklers in them, I don't know.
They may.
But that still doesn't, from my understanding, even if you have sprinklers, you still have to have a hydrant.
You do. You still require to have a hydrant, so.
Anyway, just something to take a look at.
You need to go on a field trip out there and see what you think.
Maybe grab Coulter and drive out there and just.
Yeah, that could be.
I think that road that runs north and south along that fence line is going to be your best bet.
Yeah.
It's partially developed already.
Yeah. And it's pretty good for a ways.
I know Jack was throwing a fit over Clayton putting gates on that back thing, but maybe that's something we require now, looking for fire protection.
I think you have to.
It might be a better idea.
I mean, those are along Blackhawk are okay because they have a hydrant. But the other thing there is they've got trailers and everything else parked in front of the hydrants. I noticed that today.
Well, that was what I was going to bring up that I forgot in line, but that's Timberhawk. They're living out of that trailer again, parked right in front of that dang hydrant. Got their whole, they got power room to it.
Can we paint the curves out there so they're red in front of them?
Well, we've already talked to them about it. It's what makes them mad. We talked to them about it, I don't know, last fall. And they were living out of that trailer right there, and they're doing the same thing now. It's been there 2 weeks now. And they park it right in front of that fire hydrant, and they've got power run right to the trailer, and they're living out of it.
So that's all I have. Okay.
I'm sure there's something. I don't know how you live on the side of a city road with... I mean, I'm sure there's got to be some kind of ordinance there.
There absolutely is. There is.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't want you to go ticket them because I know we've already talked to them about it.
We let them do it if they're building as a building permit, and they'll let them stay on. We'll let them stay on the property for so long. Yeah, if they're not a permit.
They're not building anything out there for the time that I know.
No.
Anyway. Yeah, I seen that the other day.
I just noticed it today because I was looking at the other ones back that way. I mean, we probably should have addressed it when we developed all that, but it was just an oversight, so.
Yep, no, we thought of that. Because even when you mentioned to me, it's like, well, they're on the run. No, it's the power on the runway.
Yeah.
It's like, Kevin, what do you have?
The only thing I got is we're going to get those flowers tomorrow and that going.
Has the cemetery been sprinkled on the plant post?
Well, we got to have it done before Memorial Day.
Yeah. Hopefully, huh?
Well, if they sprayed them when they said they would, then it should have taken hold. They say that spray is effective if the rain stays off of it for one day. And it's been probably a week.
I just hope it was a week so that it wouldn't kill your new flowers.
Well,
because usually
Roundup, and I don't know what he would spray them with, but Roundup, you can plant the next day. You can plant right after. It kills the leaf and goes into the root system, so. You can spray right after round. I don't know what he used, though.
Yeah, I don't know what he used either. Russ, what do you have?
Nothing. Just that road up there is all I talked to Coulter about it earlier.
Going to Whispering Pines or out that way?
That one turn up there, there's some holes up there. You lose a Volkswagen.
Yeah, I was out there the other day.
There's speed bumps.
There's some dudes up there.
It's right on that turn in the north they can't see.
I'll tell you what, I think Coulter was up there looking at West Barley's because there was a complaint it was too close to the road. You could get ran over on that road real easy and quick.
That road, I don't know how you...
Holy
they
cow!
There.
Holy so cow!
They, well, when we had the house fire there, they named it.
Well, that's what I was saying.
They fly up and down there, but...
We's a block away from the stop sign. I got ran over a number of times. It's like this.
From the city coming down?
No, yeah. coming out of town. It's coming out of town. We was right there on the turn looking at Weston Farley's new house and stuff.
And we all leave the potholes in
because
there.
That road is actually on his property. The turn is actually on his property. It's been pushed this way where that road actually needs to be moved back over that way to get off his property. So.
That road's been there for, I don't know.
Long time.
Yeah.
We're going to have to eat this apple one time.
Yes.
We're more than an apple.
And we're going to have to focus on it as we go.
They're seeing that James and the Giant Beach.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Sam, what do you have?
Other than the trailer thing, other than that, not really much. I mean, the only thing I'm curious is I don't know anything on the mowing crew. I drive around, I see out here at the health department, I mean, they look pretty rough. I mean, all the lawns look pretty rough, the city stuff. I don't know where we're at for mowing crews, or if it's a lack of mowing crews, or...
We've got only two. We've got Weston and, what's his name, Eric.
Like I said, I'm not complaining, but I mean, I've been hearing a lot about people saying it looks like crap, and so I kind of drove around and it looks like crap.
Coulter's got on them lately, they are doing better, because they wasn't weedy, and they was mowing, and they wasn't weedy and stuff, so.
And like, just tonight, I looked even at the health department right here, and I mean, the dandelions are that tall, so that tells me it ain't been mowed in, I don't know how long, but I would think, I mean.
It's been about a week since it's been mowed.
I don't.
Well, I thought we were hiring somebody to kind of just focus on the grounds.
That was part of what we approved for next year's budget.
Next year's budgets.
Oh.
So that's what Thursday's hiring is?
Thursday's is to replace Bodie.
But you're also going to interview the two applicants for summer, so I think.
So I got prepared for that, but I've got, what time is you going to start with it? I've got the temp.
So Bruce was setting them up for me today, but there were approximately 7 possibilities. I think one of them's already found a job, but we were doing them a half hour apart with the last one being at 4:30.
See, now I've got a temp job 4:30, so that's more.
They'll get here till, at the earliest, probably 2 o'clock.
So, okay.
Yeah, I got.
Rondi said that he would do it, he said that he did it last time, so if there was somebody else that wanted to do it instead of him, but Rondi said he was available.
Okay, you might better get him, because I got, like I said, I got the temple, Thursday's my day at the temple, then I got an appointment at 12:30 after that.
So you can get here later?
Well, I can get here by 2:30.
Let me look, because like I said, I was trying to get stuff ready today, and Ruth Ann was setting the schedule up for me, and I'm not sure, she wasn't able to get ahold of everybody, and I'm not sure what she has.
Maybe we can even go a little later. We was going to hold it here.
You're going to be here?
Yes.
Here, but we'll do it over here, because it's just more room and.
More room and.
Like I say, I can be here probably by 2:30, I just won't change clothes, so just come in late.
You'll be official?
You'll look official.
I'll look official.
You'll look like a city manager.
I sure wish we had a good one.
You have to keep going right out.
I won't make it up anymore.
Anything else, Ed?
I will again.
So there was one thing that was brought to us by 180 Fitness. They brought it, and I don't really know how to bring it up, so I'm just going to say it how it is here. They wanted to know if we'd be interested in like doing a city membership option, which would give 5 memberships, and it's $130 a month, and it'd have to be a 1-year contract.
The more people that sign up, the cheaper it gets.
For city employees?
Or city employees, and the council could be part of that if you'd want to.
If they get 20, it would be 20 a month for each person. So right now I have 5 that have responded, but there may be.
So how do they work that? Is it like a key that they can?
They would give you a key, yes.
They give you a key, and the way that it pays for it is probably.
You go like some time each day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they want the city to just send them one check, so we could probably work it out where we just withhold it from your check. Uh-huh. And it's good for any location that 180 Fitness.
Ooh, we're getting a big raise. We wouldn't even know what's going on.
It's good for those. But we just figured, I don't know if anybody in your fire department might be interested. That one's going to be tricky as far as because they're paid quarterly, but we could probably figure something out.
Well, you deduct 3 months worth out of it, I would think. Uh-huh. They better hope they get paid a few fires.
Yeah.
they would have.
I'm kind of used to what car out there, so.
I just thought I'd offer it to you guys. And
they go out there.
Offer it to you here.
Is that the one up? That's your part.
Yeah.
So on that line of membership things, it's sorry, it did bring up my mind. I don't know my mind anymore. Half stand. CERT. So I don't know if anybody'd be interested in that. I don't know if they want to do anything on that. We've been working on that. I'm guessing you sent her to me.
She does have, now that you say that, she did come and see me and has scheduled it for
Wednesday.
Mid-June.
Yeah, Wednesday. It's going to be here. I don't know. Are you guys familiar with CERT, any of you guys?
I am.
So CERT is a civilian emergency response team. So basically what it is civilians in our community. We get trained kind of on be able to help in emergency type situations and stuff like that. They can come in and they can.
General first aid.
Yeah, general first aid, different things like that. We can use them under the umbrella, like fire, different things under scenarios. If a big incident happens, we can help. Have extra people that'll be actually pre-trained to help with certain things.
Mary Lou and I actually went through the training way back when they did it one time.
Yeah, I used to do all, I know I used to help them back then and do all the extinguisher trainings. Anyway, so they've got some lady that is showing interest to take it over again and start again, and so we're trying to get that back.
And basically, the meeting mid-June is just meeting with people and seeing what the interest is and letting people know.
Yeah, so anybody.
Before they actually.
Yeah, so we're bringing some brochures, booklets, I'm working to get some of them, stuff like that, just to show people. So if anybody's interested.
Like orientation type.
I don't know, if we want to spread the word somehow with that, would be good.
Put it in the newsletter.
Yeah, I could tell.
And you got the date for when they're doing it, you're right.
Yeah, I put it on the calendar.
I know she was going to spread the word and try and get suppliers out, but I think as a city, if you could help.
Newsletter would be the best way to spread it, so.
Anyway, sorry not to interrupt on.
Nope, that's good.
I think it'd be a good thing.
That's all you got, then I'll make a motion, we adjourn.
Natalie, I have an errand from Natalie. Natalie said that they do need some extra help on the 4th of July, and she was hoping the council members and their wives might be willing. So if you are, would you let Natalie know?
Like what kind of help?
Like the games and stuff in the park, isn't that what it is?
I'll trade her.
Like sitting in the dunk tank.
She got somebody can help me set fireworks up, I'll swap her.
Well, that depends what's coming. They both have really yummy dinners.
Yeah, but you know, some guys sitting out there from noon till. Until midnight, 1 o'clock, they at least deserve dinner.
Yes, they do.
So.
I think I left my water bottle out there.
Is that yours?
I asked whose it was out there.
It's still out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, still sitting out there.
Did you have my M95 mask in here?
It's a bold motion to close. Who seconded?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. He's not asleep. Whoops.
You need to be.
Yeah.
Resolution.
If anybody is interested, I got drawing a truck here.
So this is one.